Father's Day, it can also be a time to remember the fathers who aren't with us anymore. This half hour, we talk with a guest who's set out to collect other people's memories of their dad. Good morning, I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll learn about the Dad Project this half hour, currently underway, and we invite you to join the conversation as well. What do you remember about your father? Is he still a part of your life? What's your favorite memory with him? Your most enduring memory? What do you miss most if your father is no longer with you? Let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. You can also leave a comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. My guest is Jan Ebelhair. She's an obituary writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and creator of the paper's Dad Project, a collection of memories of dads who have passed away. Jan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us what the Dad Project is.
Sure. Well, so first of all, the idea, it goes back a ways, more than a few years. I was assistant editor of the old Let's Go section at the Sentinel, and at the time I had written a cover story on Mother's Day. I took my mom out for a nice dinner and wrote about that. And at the time, a fellow staffer at the paper said something like, you know, some people don't have a mother to celebrate with. And it really struck me. There was a real kind of hurt and frustration in the way she said it. And so it just stuck with me. And of course, you know, for Mother's Day and Father's Day, we're all just bombarded with ideas, you know, how to pamper mom and dad. And, you know, maybe mom wants to go out for brunch or a massage or, you know, how about a tie for dad? Anyway, that incident stuck with me, and so when I became obituary writer at the Journal Sentinel, I had this idea of just a photo and some words about moms and dads who are gone, because, you know, here's the thing, they may be gone, but for the children, you know, they still exist. So it just seemed like the right thing to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of response did you get?
Well, you know, in the beginning, with the Mother's Day project, it was a little bit slow with, you know, whenever there's a deadline, obviously, and when you approach the deadline, there's, you know, lots of people writing in fast and furious. But mostly, you know, what I noticed, right away was just that people were just surprised and delighted at the fact that they could do this, that they could remember their mom and dad, that there was a place for them. And so I was also struck, just in general, for the Mom Project and the Dad Project, that they just always said how much they think about them. Often they said just daily. So it wasn't just that they think of them on Mother's Day or Father's Day. I was also struck, too, by what they remember. And, you know, the little things and sometimes, you know, frankly, the poetry of their words. But often, too, it was just a photo they would send, like, here's my dad, and they just wanted to make sure it got in. So, you know, that was important. Just, he was the best dad ever. Sometimes it's very generic, but you can always sort of feel that love that's still there, you know.
Have you found that people are hesitant at first to talk about their parents that they've lost? Is it a little bit too a little bit too personal to them, or just something that they aren't ready to talk about yet?
Well, you know, obviously with this project, people write in at their own wish. Mm-hmm. So I'm not pressing them to write in, and, you know, they come to me. But sometimes it'll be often quite generic, and I'll say, is there something that you that your dad always said or always did? And then they'll come up with a very funny story. But, you know, often it's not just the unvarnished truth, or it's not all sort of, you know, roses and lollipops. I had one, and this was sort of surprising to me, but one young lady wrote in and said, she said her father was no picture-perfect dad. She said he wasn't always around. He made a lot of bad choices. He was pure love, though. Smiles, laughter, and never-ending pure love. So, you know, it was a real kind of warts and all look at her dad, who she obviously loved very much, but was willing to share that, you know, he wasn't a perfect guy. Mm-hmm. But to her, he was the perfect dad.
Yeah. How would you compare the response that you've received for Father's Day as compared to Mother's Day? Statistically about the same? Are people pretty excited to talk about their dads, or how does it compare to the enthusiasm on Mother's Day?
You know, I think it's about the same. You know, I think moms, for whatever reason, you know, they hold a real special place for a lot of people, but, you know, dads do too. It's just a different beast, I guess. that's the best way to put it. But, you know, again, I think people are just really happy to be able to have this sort of outlet. Like, they're not, that their mom or dad, who is no longer with them, they get to have a place. They get to be seen and remembered. And so I think just equally, they're happy to see that.
We're talking with Jan Ebelhair. She's an obituary writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and creator of the paper's Dad Project, a collection of memories of dads who have passed away. We'd love to hear from you and about your dad. You can give us a call with your favorite memories. What stories do you love to share? What memory do you cherish the most? What do you reflect on as we celebrate Father's Day this weekend? Our phone number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@WPR.org. You can also leave us a message on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Jan, so as an obituary writer, what kinds of memories do people seem to latch on to most? What are some common themes as you put together these memories and put them on paper?
Excuse me, you mean for the obituary?
Yeah. In general, do you see a common theme?
A common theme for the obituaries? You know, I feel that I'm there to listen, and I take massive notes, and then I look for themes. And I just let people talk because I know it's a huge moment in their lives, obviously. And they've probably never been through this before, where not only are they planning a funeral, but they are having someone from the newspaper call and ask about their mother or father. So I try to remember that, and I try to just let them talk. And some of the questions, though, that I ask, I find are revealing, are when, you know, when I'm talking to a son or daughter about their mom or dad, I say, how did they meet? You know, how did they meet? And I often find some really interesting stories about that. And it really, you know, reveals, I think, a little bit more about their life. You can picture, you know, this couple meeting on a dance floor in 1942 with big band music playing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she broke her heel or something and he helped her. So, anytime I can get an anecdote, I think that really helps. Just any anecdote that they think is sort of illustrates who that person was. And one of the other things I also like to do is I ask for a favorite song, and I think that illustrates that person really well in a way that, you know, music really just connects us in so many ways. And so that to me, and I post that on my blog. I have a blog now called Life Stories, and so after an obituary is run, I'll link to it and then have this, you know, this is their favorite song, and here's why. It was their song at, you know, their wedding, or they, you know, ran around the house singing it or whatever, so.
And as you are putting the finishing touches on the Dad Project, what are some of your favorite responses so far?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I think there was one, this one young lady just said, she said, this is my father's name, and she said, I hear my dad in every bird song. I see my dad in every burst of fireworks. Those were his two favorite things. I just thought that was beautiful. So, that was one of my favorite ones. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some others. Let's see. There was another man that wrote that. He said, "This is my dad, Tom Papilla. If you knew him, you either ate his food, heard him sing, or had him tell you a joke." So I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah. I bet some of these responses, they run the gamut, I'm sure, between sentimental, funny, sad, all kinds of array of emotions. And we're talking with Jan Ebelhair. She's an obituary writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and creator of the paper's Dad Project. It's a collection of memories of dads who've passed away. We're also inviting you to join our conversation about your dad at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine, on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about the Dad Project. My guest this half hour is Jan Ebelhair, an obituary writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and creator of the paper's Dad Project, a collection of memories of dads who have passed away. If you'd like to share a memory about your father, we'd love to hear your story at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. Jan, let's start with a call from Camille in Frankfort, Michigan. Hi, Camille.
Hi. I was the youngest of three girls. And when we were small, well, actually all of our lives, our father worked the afternoon shift, so we never saw him during the week. We would be in bed by the time he got home. And so every day at school, though, I would go to open my lunch, and my dad would have prepared my lunch. And there would always be some little surprise in there. And that is one of my favorite memories. There would be, I just could feel his care and attention in the way my lunch was prepared. And that's one thing I wanted to say. And the other thing is that he told a lot of stories. He was from Italy, and he told a lot of stories as I was growing up. Somehow or other, I got to spend more time with him than the others did. I don't know how that happened, but I took a real interest in his stories. And as a result, I knew more about him by the time we were adults than the others did. In fact, I know some stories my mother didn't even know. And I also have learned to take an interest in other people's stories. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something to share. And I don't think people realize it enough. They think, oh, you know, well, what do I have to say? But it can't be overestimated. You know, everybody has some interesting story, or just, you know, it doesn't have to be an epic. Just anything that is just really about them.
Thanks, Camille.
And I hope, and I hope you're writing those stories down, Camille. And, you know, and collecting those, because you are the keeper of that flame. And as you said, you know, it's wonderful that you were able to get those stories from your father that even your, you know, your mother didn't know, some of these. And, you know, families are like that. I find that too, that sometimes, you know, a son or daughter knows more than, you know, another son or daughter. And you know, a life comes together in pieces sometimes. And that's great. Good for you. What a wonderful thing for you.
Thanks, Camille. And I could hear that resonating with you, Jan, as a as an obituary writer. You get to hear a lot of, you get to hear all those stories. You know full well that everybody has a story.
Well, they do. And, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I'll be sitting on the phone and laughing, and people will say, "What are you laughing about?" And I'll say, I'm writing an obituary." And, you know, people will tell me stories. You know, I start a call thinking I'm a little nervous and thinking, you know, I know that this is obviously, it's always a bad time, you know, that for the people I'm speaking with, it's not a good time. It's always bad for them. But they want to share that person's life. It's important to them. And then they start telling me things that are hilarious. I remember one case where I asked, it was a guy who served in government for many years, and I thought, you know, well, it was an important position, but, you know, I couldn't imagine that the stories would be that interesting. Well, it turns out, as a father, you know, he was raising his kids after his wife's death on his own, and to wake them up in the morning, he'd play the William Tell Overture really loud, you know, because, you know, it's time to get up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I thought that was hilarious. It's true, those details really are so revealing about people and who they really are at home and just as parents. And, yeah, it's interesting.
Dan in Madison is on the line. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What's your story?
Well, I have a couple, if I may. When I was probably 8, we did a trip out west. And at the Grand Canyon, much to my mother's chagrin, I sat on the edge of the Grand Canyon with my dad, chucking rocks in. This is what he'd do all the time. Not the safest thing in the world, but God, it was cool. You know, and when I got older, my first hot rod that I built, the guy who'd always owned 6 cylinders was the one who helped me tune it. And that's it.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, so dads are a part of our lives, showing us a lot of fun things to do, sometimes getting us in trouble. We never got into this with Bill Geist and Willie Geist in the last half hour, but there's a page in their book where Bill Geist admits to having given his then three-year-old son Willie a ride in the car, where he was standing on the passenger seat and he hit the brakes, and Willie hit his head on the windshield, and they had a laugh and then moved on, but they never told their mom. And of course, these days that would never fly. So, some things you just, they come out of the woodwork when you least expect it. Some of these stories and these memories. 1-800-642-1234. If you have any memories to share about your dad this Father's Day, 1-800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. Marsha on Facebook says, ice cream. Ice cream definitely reminds me of my dad. When I was young, let's go for a ride was code for let's go get ice cream. When he was in his 70s and 80s, he'd eat half of a half gallon of chocolate ice cream every night. His cholesterol was just fine, and at 5'6", he weighed about 100 pounds. If he can see me, I bet he'd be pretty proud that I'm keeping up the consumption of his favorite food. Thanks for that comment, Marsha. Jan, I wanted to ask if that calls to mind any other submissions that you've had to the Dad Project.
You know, there was one I actually remembered from the Mom Project that really made me laugh. I got the submission, and I had asked, as you know, for a very brief few words, you know, with the picture. And so the words were something like, just bury me with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I wrote back. I said, well, can you explain what this means? I'd like to use it, but you think I need more information on this. And she said, the woman wrote back and said, well, my mom, she had 8 kids, and every night after dinner, she would have to make all these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for their, you know, the lunches tomorrow for the next day. And she said her mom would often say, just bury me with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I said, oh, that's funny. So anyway, and they actually did, when her mother passed away, they granted her wish. So, that was kind of an unusual one for sure. My parents are gone. I actually even included at the end of my my video a memory of my own father briefly. He was an engineer. He worked hard and all that stuff, but he also had a sense of humor. And sometimes in retirement, you know, he'd answer the phone, War Department. You know, and I'd be like, Dad, what's going on? And he'd be like, oh, here's your mother. You know, so, I mean, it's those weird little funny moments that I think people remember, you know, and last in your life.
Mm-hmm. Lish on Facebook says, as an adult, I would call my dad and tell him all about the evils and wrongs of the world that have been uncovered for me and how powerless I felt to do anything about it. My dad would always counter with, you'll have that. What are you going to do? Let that stop you from doing what's right? I lost my dad a year ago and have needed to hear, you'll have that, so many times since then, and I really miss him.
Oh.
And that's, you know, that's something that a lot of people might be going through this weekend with Father's Day, their fathers being away. What advice do you have for people who are feeling at a loss?
Wow. Well, I'm going through that. I mean, both of my parents are gone, but I have to say, for me, I don't miss them anymore on Mother's Day or Father's Day. I miss them all every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think depending on how recent your loss is, it the first Mother's Day and the first Father's Day is big. But I guess for me, I would just say, remember that they still exist. They exist for you, you know, and you can remember those words of wisdom. I'm actually remembering there's a comment from someone that wrote for Mother's Day. She said she remembered something her mother said to her. It was, she said, if the poor frog won't praise his own pond, who will? And this woman said, her mother's words still echo when I need to believe in myself. So I think, you know, remember those words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're thinking of them, they're alive for you. They exist.
Well, Jan, we have just about 30 seconds to go. Where can we learn more about the Dad Project and see the video when it's released?
Yeah, well, it should be released perhaps later today, maybe tomorrow, certainly for Father's Day, at jsonline.com. It's completed, and it's just it's going to be posting shortly, I believe. So jsonline.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Jan Ebelhare is an obituary writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and creator of the paper's Dad Project, a collection of memories of dads who have passed away. Thanks to Christy Taylor for producing the hour and for her on-air direction. Thanks to Robin Cherry for on-air production.